Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. I don't need to tell you, do I? Hot day. You can cope with it, but it's going to get hotter. And by the time you get to Saturday, well, just give up completely. It's going to be just too hot. So if you're going out, if you've got little children, you know, put a hat on, put sun cream on, you know, because otherwise you'll burn to pieces. It's not so great, I'm afraid. And then next week, fingers crossed, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, prophet of doom and say nothing's going to happen. I'm hoping we're going to get some rain on Monday. It would be lovely, wouldn't it, to think that we're going to get some rain. All these poor people are suffering with, we haven't got any water. I told you about the little village in Oxfordshire, where they've had to have it delivered by tanker. Where you put it, I've got no idea. Because you expect it to come out of the taps. I mean, it's no good sending a tanker round to somebody's house. What are you going to do, fill the bath up or something like that? That's just ridiculous. If you've got no water coming in, you can't have your showers, you can't wash, you can't do anything at all. So, fingers crossed. And also, the wildfire risk is raised to exceptional, the highest it can be. So, there's one house, it's a beautiful house, picture of it in the paper. And they've got sort of, they're surrounded by fields, which are all dry and parched. So what they've done is they've cut a fire break in it. They've literally got the tractor in, which is sort of, it will not get to the house. That's the theory. But I tell you, you worry about these things, don't you? So there's a poisoner. We've had problems before with people who poison cats and they haven't found anybody. This time they found somebody. He has admitted feeding contaminated tuna to his neighbour's cats, which led to the pets dying in agony. Tristan Paul Pearson, 44, you know, so he's not young, left out tubs containing fish tuna and the deadly chemical ethylene glycol. Two cats ate the food and had to be put down after becoming sick. Soon afterwards, an expert said it would have caused the cats to suffer headaches, nausea, disorientation, weakness, and then collapsing. The cat owners, a father and daughter, later spotted two pots in the back garden of Pearson's home in South Wales. One contained a bright blue liquid, and the other contained a food mix, including meat. They were passed to the RSPCA for tests. Simon Evans says the poor cats were deliberately tempted into digesting a substance that is incredibly dangerous. It's like feeding dogs, was it chocolate? We had to warn people about before. Anyway, he pleaded guilty, Tristan Paul Pearson, to an Animal Welfare Act offence and given an 8-month suspended jail sentence. Suspended? You can get away with murder in this country. It's fantastic, literally. He was ordered to pay £2,000 costs, but there was no reason why he's done it. I mean, is it because he's thick and stupid? Possibly. Inspector Evans says, I mean, I couldn't make it up, could you? Somebody in Welsh Wales called Evans. He says, we hope this shocking landmark case sends a clear message to anybody thinking of targeting cats. This is wrong, illegal, and would not be tolerated. Well, he's got away with it. He's only got to cough up £2,000, and he doesn't have to go to prison for killing, but there's no reason why he did it. I mean, perhaps he's a bit stupid and simple, and he's you know, you just can't make it up.
Aircheckdownloads.com.